There's a general rule in the halacha that says, "Kol Yisrael arevim zed azed," that all Jewish people are responsible for each other. This is not only in the Musar text, but it's in the halachic text, that Jewish people are responsible, that if they see somebody did not do a mitzvah, they have an obligation to help them fulfill this mitzvah. For example, if let's say a person did not blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though you blew the shofar already, and you made berachot, but you have a responsibility to other Jews as well. And therefore, even though you were yotzei already, you can be motzi somebody else. It means you make the berachot again, the shema kol shofar, shechiyanu, and you blow. And let's say after you blew the shofar a second time, you found a third person that didn't hear the shofar. Kol Yisrael arevim zed lazeh. All Jewish people are responsible for one another. And if you make the beracha again, and shechiyanu. Technically, you can make the beracha 600,000 times. As long as you find a Jew in the world that needs this beracha, you can make the beracha. You don't say, well, I did it already. Doesn't matter, you did it for yourself, but now you have to do it for your neighbor. This applies to the mitzvot, for example, let's say a person needs to make kiddush. So you can make kiddush many times as well. Because again, you have an obligation to motzi other people. The question is, let's say when it comes to beracha gomel, the person made the beracha for himself already. He came back from a trip. After that, somebody comes and says, you know what, I don't know how to go up there to make the beracha. Could you do me a favor? You make the beracha for me. Could you make the beracha for me? Hacham Avadya is posek, and Hazor Avadya kol berachot on page Shin Nun He. We do not say that rule when it comes to the mitzvah of making Birkat HaGomel, because this is a beracha of thanks. This is a beracha of gratitude. You cannot delegate somebody else to say the beracha for you. You have to make the beracha yourself. And therefore, for example, just like if you don't know how to make shakol ne'er on a glass of water, I cannot make the beracha for you and you drink, unless I'm also drinking. If I'm drinking and you're drinking, I can say shakol, you answer amen, and we both drink. But if I don't have a glass of water in my hand, I can't say Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kamar Shkoni Abaro, and you just answer me and you drink and I don't know anything. Because that's the beracha of hana'ah. I have to have hana'ah. I have to have pleasure. Same thing when it comes to gomel. It's a praise of God. That beracha must be made by the individual. That's our Rav Pinchasi is posek as well. In his Sefer V'chol HaChayim, on page Kav Gimel, Adam she'eno chayav b'Birkat HaGomel, v'chen mi she'ya chayav b'Birkat HaGomel u'birech, v'yatsa yedei chova, eno yachon lebarech shuv, amenat l'otziv chavero yedei chova, gam im en chavero yedei lebarech, v'namrot yisrael arevim zed azed.